What's up and welcome to the Active Amputee Podcast. Everything people with a limb difference need to live an active and exciting lifestyle. I'm Bjorn Eser, the founder of and shaker and maker behind the Active Amputee. Welcome to episode number 26, and episode number 26 is all about my 2021 walking project, this year's walking project. So, what is this walking project all about? People who have been following me for some time know that I really love walking. I love being out in the hills, being out in the woods, being out in Mother Nature, either for a day or just a couple of miles, or for several days in one go, with all my gear on my back. That's really something that floats my boat. In 2020, I had the idea of tackling four different long-distance hikes in Germany, exploring our beautiful country, getting to know different regions, and pushing myself a bit more. The idea was to tackle 4 times 100 kilometers, and for each of these hikes, I had budgeted about 5 to 7 days. But actually, I had no clue what I was up to. I wasn't sure if I could actually walk 5 to 7 days in one go, covering between 90 and 110 kilometers per stretch. So 2020 was the year when I really wanted to try this out. But 2020 was also the year when COVID put a spanner in all of our plans. So in 2020, my plans were shelved again and had to wait until 2021. But then in 2021, I finally got my act together, I got my courage together, and I budgeted some time out to actually tackle these walks. In addition, January was a really good month to get my motivation up because Sean Conway had a little 1 month running project, a challenge. I think he called it When You're Out, You're In. And the underlying idea was for him to fall back in love with running, that each day he would go running and each day he would increase his daily mileage by 1 kilometer. So January 1st, 1 kilometer, January 2nd, 2 kilometers, January 3rd, 3 kilometers. You get the picture. And for him that meant all the way to January 31st, covering 31 kilometers. Obviously for me, that would be out of the picture. That's too much. I can't cover 31 kilometers in one day. Or maybe I could cover it in one special day, but not actually covering each and every day something between 20 and 31 kilometers in the second half of the month. And as you all know, running for me is not really an option. But I wanted to be part of this challenge. So January 2021 was my challenge month. And in that month, I thought, okay, I also increase my daily mileage by 1 kilometer per day up until January 16th, where I wanted to cover 16 kilometers. And then slowly, step by step, decreasing it again until by the end of the month, I would be back at 1 kilometer. And yes, I had my act together. I was disciplined enough. I managed to slot all the walking in besides my normal day-to-day work and my family commitments. And I had a tremendous month. It was just the thing I needed to prepare me for my 2021 hiking challenge. Yeah, and then in, I think it was March, I started my first 5-day hike. It was something very close to our place here where I live, because with the COVID restrictions, actually being out and finding accommodation wasn't an easy one. So I thought, let me start gently. Let me find a trail which passes through our area, actually passes our house almost, and just take day trips and always go back to the trailhead the next morning, walk for about 20 kilometers, come back in the evening. That obviously cut down on the stuff I had to carry. I still carried about 8-9 kilograms in my backpack just to make sure it's a fair deal, so to speak. But it meant it was a bit easier than I initially planned. But the ease in the weight, so to speak, was balanced by really shoddy weather. basically I had 5 days of mudsliding, of freezing, of being wet to the bones, and I had some health issues with actually my proper leg. The knee and the chin and my ankle were giving me quite a lot of trouble on day 2 and 3 especially. But having said all that, I covered, I think, 97 kilometers in 5 days, and I had a blast. It really was good. Having had this amazing experience, despite the drawback regarding the weather and a bit of pain, I then planned for my next walk. The next walk was one along the River Lahn. That's in central Germany, about an hour and a half north of Frankfurt. And the idea was to cover 100 kilometers in early June from the source of the River Lahn all the way to Marburg, which is quite an old city in Germany with, I think, the oldest Protestant university in the world. And I actually spent most of my university time in Marburg back in the early and mid 90s. And this time I was walking with all my gear. As it was summer and as I really need a lot of fluid, I thought I can't carry around 4 to 5 liters of water every day. So I decided to invest in a water filter, and that was one of the best decisions I've made in a long time. So with about probably around 15 kilograms on my back, I took on that hike. And for the first 2 to 3 nights, I actually spent the night on the trail. And from then onwards, I could stay with friends who lived along the trail. I really had an amazing time. The region is just beautiful. The weather was almost ideal. Not too hot, but hardly any rain. I met some really nice people on the trail. I was spotting quite a lot of wildlife. And it was just some really good me time. Quality time for myself to reflect about life, to reflect about what I want to do, and to slow down a bit. The last couple of months, actually the last 18 months, have been pretty stressful. So having 5 to 6 days by myself was actually quite a treat. With the first two hikes ticked off my list, I was really psyched to take on walk number 3, something I had planned for late September, and the idea was to walk up in northern Germany, something which is called the Heidschnuckenweg, or at least parts of it. But unfortunately, in middle of July, our house was flooded. We had some severe floods here in Germany. Our area was affected, not as bad as some other areas where the floods really devastated whole villages and whole valleys. But obviously that meant our house and getting things back in order here needed a bit more attention. And so many of the weekends where I thought I would prepare for the trip, and then actually also the time where I wanted to go hiking, I actually had to cancel this trip. So my initial idea of covering 4 hikes in 4 different seasons in 4 different areas of Germany, actually, I will not be able to complete this year. Number 3, I had to cancel. But, and here's the but, that's just how it is, so there's no need to actually get grumpy about it. It was my decision. I mean, I could have just left and leave the family to deal with the floods, but I think that really wouldn't have been fair. But the next walk is already planned, and it's actually less than 10 days before the next walk is going to start. This time I'm going to hike in a wilderness area which is between Cologne and Aachen. Aachen is to the west in Germany, towards the Belgian border. And the area is called Eifel. It's an old volcanic area, and it's beautiful. It's covered with dense wood. And while in Germany normally wild camping is not allowed, it's sometimes tolerated if you behave properly, we all should. But in this area, while it's a nature reserve, I think it's actually a national park, so it's a protected area where I think you really stick to the rules and where you make sure you're not negatively affecting the wildlife and the nature around you. The communities there started building little wooden platforms. You can rent these platforms on the internet for one night. It's about a tenner for a tent, and on the platforms there's enough space for 2 tents. So it's a bit like wild camping, while at the same time making sure people really stick to designated camping spots and where they really make sure there's a maximum of 2 tents per platform, so 2 tents for quite a big area. The distances between the individual platforms, well, in my case, somewhere between 12 and 18 kilometers per day. And this is something I can nicely cover even with more gear in my backpack. In Germany, late October can be quite chilly. It can be frosty already. And there's a high chance of heavy rains. So I think this time I have to take a tent, which I didn't do last time. I think this time I really have to make sure I take proper rain gear and probably also a really warm sweater and something warm for the evenings. And I obviously have to be aware that the days are just shorter. I mean, it's hardly getting light before 8-ish, 8:30, and the sun is going down by 7-ish, I guess. So obviously, I need to make sure I cover these distances while there's still daylight. Yeah, so this one will be a bit of a challenge, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how well I cope. What are some of the other challenges? Okay, shorter days, that's obvious. Having more stuff in my backpack, and thus probably having a pack which is probably closer to 17-18k than the 12 to 15k's for the last time. And as you all know, I have a microprocessor knee, which obviously depends on regular charging. The last time I had a solar panel with me, but while that works great when there is good sunlight, it really goes down to almost zero when we have an overcast, a cloudy day. So I really need to think about how to balance my willingness to take a bit of a risk that I run low on my charging in regards to the leg. And at the same time, make sure I'm not getting stuck somewhere out in the wilderness without a leg that's working properly. In addition, as you all know, I probably take a camera, I probably take a GoPro, I probably need my phone. So it's not just the leg that needs charging. I need to see if I actually take the risk of just taking one power bank and the solar panel, or if I opt for two power banks and have one for the leg and one for the other gadgets. Yeah, so much from me. This was just a little update on what I've been up to and what are the plans for the next couple of weeks. I will try to send regular updates from the trail, assuming that I have a fully charged battery for my mobile phone and assuming that there's a network, which I think in the Eifel might be a bit of a challenge. If you don't get updates from me from the trail itself, I'll really make sure I bring you back into the loop as soon as I'm back. Yeah. And if all this works out nicely, I will be offering some trails next year where people can actually join. The idea is to bring together people regularly who want to take on a bit of a challenge, maybe something closer to 12 to 15k per day, with a bit of gear on your back, heading out to some nice areas, and just being out for a weekend. So if you already think about doing something like this, but if you are probably a bit hesitant of doing it all by yourself, watch this space. Next year, I will be offering some activities where you can just join. Okay, so much for now. I hope you all have a lovely weekend. We talk soon. Until then, all the best. This is Bjorn from The Active Amputee. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the new episodes. And I would really appreciate it if you leave me a rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to learn more about The Active Amputee, make sure to head over to www.theactiveamputee.org, where you find hundreds of articles from amputees for amputees. Articles filled with inspiration, information, and encouragement to be active and live a rewarding life. I see you all again for the next episode. Until then, all the best. This is Bjorn from The Active Amputee.